was one of those primitive science experiments that a lot of boys try. Okay, it's a sunny winter day. You lay out a board on the ground. This is what I did anyway. Now, you can leave it there all day with the sun beating down on it, and it won't even get warm. Ah, but now the exciting part of the experiment. Yep. You take a piece of glass, and you focus the sun's rays on one spot on that board. Same sun, same board, very different result. Eventually, that board starts to get hot, and you got smoke. Maybe even a fire going there. Amazing, huh? Well, I'm Ron Edgecraft, and I want to have a word with you today about singular love. You know, it really makes a difference when you focus the warmth of the sun on one spot. Well, it really makes a difference when you focus the warmth of your love on one person. Especially if that person is the life partner you have or one of the children God has entrusted to you. Now, the question for today isn't whether you love your family. I'm sure you do. The question is, does each member of your family feel loved by you? Well, that might depend on how much focused love they get from you. As always, Jesus is a wonderful example for us in how we need to treat people. Like in our word for today from the Word of God, Luke 8:42, we have an example. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. Okay, lots of people who need him, lots of demands for his attention. Does that sound familiar at all? Sound like you? Well, it goes on to say, a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Who touched me? Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. Again, maybe a feeling you can relate to. But Jesus said, someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me. And then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. And then he said, Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. I love that story. It's so indicative of our Lord's heart. In the midst of great pressures and many needs, he's able to focus his love and his attention on just one person. He's showing us how we ought to live. And right now I'm thinking especially about how we live at home. For your spouse, for your son or daughter, to feel loved by you, they need your exclusive attention on a regular basis, not just a general, I love all of you, family. Well, that's about as powerful as the unfocused sun on that board. It's when you focus your love on one person that the fire of love is kindled in their heart. To make this practical, let me suggest a commitment to consider. I will give each member of my family all of me at least once a day. Well, some days it might be for 2 minutes, others for 2 hours. But you consciously go to each one sometime during the day and you give them your total, undivided, undistracted love and attention. It's not the frantic, occasional bursts of love that make people feel loved. It's that regular, consistent, focused attention, making the person you're with feel like they're the only person on earth right now. The people you love may have had you around them quite a bit, but not really with them, listening, working together, sharing feelings, laughing, hugging, encouraging. Why not commit yourself to consciously follow your master's loving example, to warm the lives of those you love the most, by each day aiming all your love just at them?
Thanks, Ron. The winter issue of Rescue Magazine is now here, and we would love to send you your free copy. Produced by Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, this magazine will encourage you in your walk with Christ. Rescue Magazine includes a cover feature of the most recent On Eagle's Wings Native American Summer of Hope and much more. Rescue Magazine Winter Issue is yours free when you contact us at our website, awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.